CBS News Brief. A day after President Trump settled up with Canada and Mexico, postponing 25% tariffs, there's a new volley in the trade war. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
This morning, China announced tariffs against some U.S. energy and machinery exports in response to the president's 10% tariffs on Chinese goods.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in El Salvador, where he says that country's president is willing to open his prison gates.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Concerns about a potential purge at the FBI with a noon deadline looming for the agency to turn over names of agents who worked on the January 6th case. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
These agents were asked what role they played in the January 6th investigations, if they searched or interviewed or arrested anybody, raising fears of a purge of agents nationwide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to LA firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. Currently 26 degrees.
I used to smoke. I thought a cigarette is my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180.
He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Zone.
Looks like they have pushed the pause button on tariffs against Mexico. That's one of the items we're talking about on a Tuesday morning. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, will break down all things tariffs for us this morning. Also, Brooke Rollins looks to be our next U.S. Ag Secretary. She was confirmed by the Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday, and now agriculture groups from across all commodities are sending letters to D.C. asking for her quick approval in the full Senate. We'll hear some comments from her confirmation hearings about the tariffs on this Tuesday morning. Weather-wise, yeah, temperatures are going to start changing as of today. Clouds on the way, 22 are expected high, and winds are going to get noticeable out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That means wind chills will drop probably down to zero. Tomorrow, a chance of flurries between 9 a.m. and noon, then another chance of snow after noon. Tomorrow's highs around 30 degrees. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then Wednesday night, things get interesting. We could see a changeover as far as precipitation type is concerned. That's all as we get ready to begin Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo Thursday and Friday, one of the state's largest gatherings of corn and soybean growers in a calendar year. We'll find out about the weather and your potential travel challenges with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes time.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
It's all about the bacon. Hanging bacon. Enjoy bacon and friends while celebrating at the 2025 Porkapalooza, Thursday, February 6th at the Corn Soy Expo in the Wisconsin Dells. Porkapalooza features pork appetizers, beverages, live music by Super Tuesday in both live and silent auctions supporting youth programs and the Wisconsin pork industry. There will also be some special appearances by Mr. Pig and U.S. Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon. Porkapalooza is presented by the Wisconsin Pork Association. To learn more, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
It's the story of a Wisconsin dairy farmer that's struggling to make ends meet, who in the end bets it all that the Green Bay Packers will win a championship. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. The movie is Green and Gold, and it just wrapped up its opening weekend with very strong sales here in Wisconsin. It's the story of Buck, a dairy farmer in Door County that sees mounting debt and then takes an opportunity from a bank to bet on the Green Bay Packers. It's a story that was thought through time and time again by brothers Davin and Anders Lindwall. The two grew up in Upper Michigan and were always around agriculture. I spoke with Davin and asked him to explain why they stayed committed to shooting this movie in Wisconsin.
Shooting this in Wisconsin was something we weren't going to compromise on. So, you know, we actually had 2 weeks before production. Like, we were, I'm not kidding, Craig T. Nelson was on a plane. We got a call from a pretty big studio that caught wind of the project, read the script, and made us a pretty decent offer on it for an independent filmmaker. But the caveat was they said we want to shoot this in another state. We want to shoot this in a tax incentive state, which is good business, like, yeah. Smart Hollywood business, right? Yeah. Like, those tax incentives actually help quite a bit.
Yeah.
And something we sacrificed by shooting in Wisconsin. But we said, you know what, this is probably the best offer we're going to get. But respectfully, we have to say no to this because we've got well, one, Wisconsin is the birth of this story. It means so much to us and to the farmers that are already committed. We owe it to them at this point to stay true to that. So we had to say no to that. So.
Wow. And I was teasing David about this looks like a family reunion for you and Anders, your brother, because that same sense of community kicked in a big way when it came to pulling resources to keep filming going, and now the family potluck tonight.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's what it really is. I've been telling people at this event, I feel like I'm at a wedding because I'm like, it's a lot of family and farmers that have now become like family to us, and community members that shut down streets and brought cows and brought trucks and whatever we needed to call on, they all pitched in to help us out. So, it's really a community project, and being here at this event is showing that, because I feel like there's so many people I need to say hi to that I really, I'm fond of. So.
Devin Linwall, along with his brother Anders, the producers and directors of Green and Gold, the movie. Craig T. Nelson was the star, Buck the dairy farmer, and believe it or not, he actually has an agriculture background.
It comes in the blood. You know, my family's farmers, and they've got the Nelson family farm in Volga, which is still going on. So when I say that, it's tongue-in-cheek. You don't make friends with a lot of cows, and I mean a lot of them. So you kind of have to get to know them, which is like getting to know co-stars who have huge egos. It was fun. I mean, I got a chance to meet a lot of wonderful people, and dairy farmers and cattle farmers and wheat farmers and people, you know, that I guess the salt of the earth, really, for me. Very funny people, very, you know, sarcastic, witty. And then you've got the Packers fans who are totally insane and wonderful. So it's like coming home, really. I mean, my great-grandparents lived in Ettrick, Wisconsin, so in the West. So
sure. That's
where they settled. Oh. And one of my best friends is from Eau Claire. And then one of my other best friends is from Baraboo.
Oh, for the...
Yeah, so we were pretty connected. Yeah.
Craig T. Nelson there. He is the star of Green and Gold, Buck the Dairy Farmer. And this movie was underwritten and financially supported in part by the Green Bay Packers and Culver's. Craig Culver was on hand as we watched the premiere. I had a chance to visit with him, and he said the movie really resonated with him. Struggles of the 90s. It wasn't just dairy farmers that were struggling, he says.
You know, my dad and I, we thought we were pretty damn good at the business. We did. There's no way we could fail. Well, we just about failed. And yes, you're right. That first year in business. I mean, we were fortunate. Opposite of this, we had a banker that believed in us. He didn't necessarily believe in the thing Culver's. He could have cared less. But he had worked with my family in the past. Just the opposite of this. Somebody that cared about us. We had a relationship with us. Without Cliff Flyens was his name. Cliff is no longer with us. And Cliff believed in my parents, you know. And if he didn't stand by us during that first year, we literally would have not made it. We would have not.
Yep.
But he was there. We fortunately, we got the bills paid. Hardly couldn't pay ourselves really anything.
Yep. That's familiar.
I never gave that a thought during this thing, but it's the opposite story here.
Yeah.
So there are good bankers in the world.
Well, but and you know, you think about the times, the economic times that we went through, and when you started, the idea of farmers was, I won't say cliche, but a completely different mind frame than today.
It is. I didn't give it much thought.
Yeah.
I was like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the food just comes. I didn't necessarily think, although I should have, because my parents, mom grew up on a farm,
and
my dad was in the business. I should have given it more thought, but I didn't. It wasn't until sometime later when it really clicked, and how important the egg industry is to us. They are truly our partners in business. Without them, We couldn't have held this thing tonight, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So, and they're good people. You know, that's the other thing. They have hearts of gold. I always loved employing children, or I won't say children, but...
They were.
I loved employing them because they were hard-working kids. Yeah. You know, they were. And so the story goes on.
Well, but at least the story is going on. That's the other nice thing. That's part of the reason why we continue to see the Thank You Farmers campaign. I mean, you say it's not really a campaign. It's something a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it is. It's... emotionally how to say it, but it is more than that. The campaign sounds so corporate to me. It's not corporate. It's who we are. It's part of our DNA is what it is. And I'm pretty proud of that. And, you know, my parents shaped that into me years ago just by having good hearts, caring about the people around them. And in our case, in Little Pertisac in Sauk City, Wisconsin, like I told all these reporters, those were our friends. Those were our neighbors. And they were customers at Culver's. Not so much the first year, but maybe after that they were.
Craig Culver from Culver's, a financial supporter to Green and Gold, the movie, and obviously kind of a kindred spirit when it comes to the struggles that were faced by Buck the dairy farmer, similar to what him and his dad faced early on in the Culver's restaurant development history. And you've already heard from Craig T. Nelson, the star of Green and Gold, but he had a special message he wanted to share to all farmers as you face struggles, whether it's financial, whether it's the weather, or whether it's just changes in the industry.
You're probably the most important people that we can have in this country, and I mean that sincerely, because the value and the tradition and the beauty of what you do and the hard work, I mean, but, you know, there's a resiliency in the American spirit that you carry and that we seem to have forgotten and somehow marginalized you in a way that is just heartbreaking. And I'm so proud to be a farmer's kid and part of the farm community in my heritage. And I'm also proud to have been part of something that speaks to that. And I wish you hope. I wish you happiness. I wish you success. And I want to tell you that you're believed in, and I hope you're blessed. And if there's anything I can do to help that, perhaps as an actor or just doing a movie that portrays you properly and that you can be proud of, that's all I can do right now.
Craig T. Nelson, the movie Green and Gold, the website Green and Gold, the movie.com. Available in theaters nationwide. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Less than 4 hours from the field to the can, so all the nutrition's in there. And if people think there's other things in that can, think again. Water, little salt, little sugar, a little starch, but that's it. So you know how it goes to at this time of the year when we see fresh in the grocery store? It may not be so fresh. It probably took some time to get to us. So those canned foods got the nutrition, the convenience, and the cans are recyclable. Just something to think about when you think about National Canned Food Month.
And think about it, when we were young, how many little towns had a cannery?
A lot of them. Not so many now, but like I said, Midwest food processors trying to make sure consumers are aware of that, especially now when we're looking at a little tighter pocketbook. If you get a chance to buy on sale, those cans, USDA says so long as the can is not dented or something wrong with the can, you can eat that food anywhere. The dates on the side really don't mean anything. So there you go. Anyhow.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I want something to eat.
All right, I had a bagel already. Let's talk about what's coming our way weather-wise. Today looks pretty manageable. Tomorrow gets a little dicey.
Yeah, pretty quiet today. Things change. High pressure is off to the northwest. That keeps us kind of quiet today. A little difference in temperatures north and south. We'll get to that. But the next low passes off to our south and pushes some moisture north, and there could be measurable snow in especially northwestern Wisconsin. I'll have forecast details right after
join
this.
Join Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. Leave with more knowledge and connections with the visit with Compeer Financial. Enter to win Milwaukee tools for your farm. At 2 p.m., the broadcast continues with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
All right, buddy, let's go. 126 canneries in Wisconsin at one time, in case you care.
Wow. All right. I knew there was a few.
Yeah.
Let's look at it today. Partly sunny skies in the south in the low 20s. The further you head north, the more likely you stay in the very low teens. And winds out of the north, about 5 to 15, keeping that chill factor around. There may be a flurry in the south this evening. Otherwise, skies just become cloudy. And we fall into the upper teens in the north, single in the south, upper teens south. single digits in the north overnight with a northeast wind at 5. Tomorrow's the day clouds build in, some snow, especially in the afternoon. Could be flurries in the south early. A little ice could fall south of 18 and 94 far southern Wisconsin tomorrow. Light snow further north. Between Wednesday and Wednesday night, an inch of snow in the south pan. Could be 1 to 3 in the north. Temps flirting with normal, but we will get a little colder for the weekend ahead.
Stumach, our ag meteorologist.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
CBS News Brief. A day after President Trump settled up with Canada and Mexico, postponing 25% tariffs, there's a new volley in the trade war. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
This morning, China announced tariffs against some U.S. energy and machinery exports in response to the president's 10% tariffs on Chinese goods.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in El Salvador, where he says that country's president is willing to open his prison gates.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Concerns about a potential purge at the FBI with a noon deadline looming for the agency to turn over names of agents who worked on the January 6th case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
These agents were asked what role they played in the January 6th investigations, if they searched or interviewed or arrested anybody, raising fears of a purge of agents nationwide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that's sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. Currently 26 degrees.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You know, Indiana's not been a great team this year. They're under 500 in Big Ten play.
Well, the tariff talk is keeping everybody in Wisconsin agriculture a little edgy. We found out that they are going to push pause when it comes to tariffs against Mexico. How's the market reacting this morning? John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is going to give us his perspective on that. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. This is the fourth day of February. What little tidbits do I have for you today? Let's see. On this day, 1789, George Washington was elected as the first president of the United States. He actually took office in April of 1789, but he was elected on this day back in 1789. On this day, 2004, Facebook was founded. It's now serving over a billion active users. It started on this day back in 2004. Happy anniversary to singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. He got married to April Kimball on this day in 2017. Remember, he was married for 2 years to Julia Roberts. Happy anniversary to you. And happy birthday to shock rock performer Alice Cooper. Yep, 77 years young, and now you know. Well, let's talk a little bit about this weather. You know, honestly, take a look around. Very few exceptions in Wisconsin. Most folks don't have any snow on the ground. And while a lot of farmers lament that because we'd like to have snow cover for our alfalfa fields, our cover crops, our winter wheat, this has been a pretty mild winter for Wisconsin wildlife. Ben Jarboe's got an update.
Hunting is one of the favorite activities for Wisconsinites in the fall and winter. This is whether you're going after deer, bear, or upland birds. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and Taylor Finger, the game bird specialist with the Wisconsin DNR, is here to give a look at what the numbers are looking like for these upland birds, which includes pheasants, bobwhite quail, and Hungarian partridge, as well as what the take numbers have looked like recently.
Sure. So we don't have a great survey or estimate to determine the actual populations of pheasants or bobwhite quail, because as you can imagine, they would be extremely difficult to try to determine, you know, a hard count of how many birds are actually out there on the landscape. However, for pheasants, we do conduct a roadside crow count survey to try to get an index of the population, which basically tells us if the population is up or down. So the 2024 crow count survey showed that we had a 20% increase compared to our previous five-year average. So we've had two really mild winters, now going on three mild winters in a row here, and we've had really good brood rearing conditions, which is likely the reason that we saw the increase in the number of birds that we did here on our survey. So again, pheasants, we went into this hunting season with really good conditions, as well as, you know, probably fairly solid population going in. As for bobwhite quail, we don't really have a great idea of what our wild population is because there's just so few of them across the state. You know, if we see or hear of a covey of bobwhites, in most cases we can track it to a conservation group or a private citizen that's purchased them and released them. So functionally, we just don't have much of a wild bobwhite quail population left in Wisconsin.
Well, when you're talking about the lower population of bobwhite quail, what is the reasoning behind that? Is it loss of habitat or just not having good conditions?
Yeah, it's loss of habitat. We've lost thousands of acres of grassland, hundreds of thousands of acres of grassland habitat over the last, 30, 40 years, even going further back. And then the things that, like bobwhite quail, typically relied on were a lot of the edges and, fence rows and things like that for cover from predators. And we've, functionally removed almost all of them on the landscape. So it just really the habitat that made them successful here is no longer here.
when we talk about the on the pheasant side here, you're saying that there's an increase in population from what you can tell. What were the hunting numbers in previous years as we led up to this year?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had, so our previous, you know, harvest numbers and, you know, number of hunters, we typically see our, you know, we roughly have about 100,000 pheasants that are harvested each year. And just to put into perspective, we release in terms of our own stocking program within the department, we release 75,000 pheasants. So you figure a pretty good proportion of the pheasants that are harvested each year are the ones that come from our stocking program. However, we do have good numbers of wild pheasants, particularly in the northwest part of the state and then areas across the south that have really good habitat. With regard to actual number of hunters, we've, as with all hunting, you know, here in Wisconsin as well as across the rest of the country, we've seen declines, but with pheasant hunters, that decline has not been nowhere near as dramatic or drastic as we've seen in other hunting cohorts or groups.
Well, when you take a look at those hunters, do you see a lot of people coming into the state to hunt pheasant or maybe attempt to get quail, whether it be in the out in wilderness and or from farms?
Yeah, and so, I mean, if pheasant hunters are out there and they're able to kick up, you know, something else that's within season, whether that's, you know, whether that's Hungarian partridge or that's bobwhite quail, they'll absolutely take advantage of it. As well as, you know, if you go to some of these, you know, game farms or areas that do release these birds, we do have hunting seasons specifically for those other birds. So for people that are out pheasant hunting, typically they like to get their dogs on birds. And this usually works out pretty well if they can have a wide suite of birds out there, whether they're, you know, wild or if they have been released.
Well, right there, you're mentioning Hungarian partridge. What are those numbers looking like? I wasn't exactly sure what the hunting is like for those, but what those numbers look like.
Yeah, very similar to quail. Again, in terms of they need, you know, those really large scale grassland, undisturbed habitat, you know, some of the stuff that you see, particularly out in the Dakotas, out in Nebraska, where it's just, you know, entire townships that are essentially grass or, you know, pasture land or things along those lines. We just don't have that here. So again, Hungarian partridge tend to be fairly similar to quail in that if you see them, it's likely coming from, you know, a captive release source.
Finger says that if you're looking for a wild population of pheasants that is healthy, to look in the northwest part of the state. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for heads-up seed treatment.
Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, just around the corner. Well, it looks like Brooke Rollins is on her way to the U.S. Department of Agriculture as our next agriculture secretary. She was confirmed by the Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday. During her testimony before the Senate Agriculture Committee, she talked about the tariffs that President Trump is putting in play between China, Canada, Mexico, and potentially the European Union.
He believes it is a very important tool in his toolkit to continue or bring America back to the forefront of the world and to ensure that we have a thriving economy. But just as he did and we did in the first administration, he also understands the potential devastating impact to our farmers and our ranchers.
Brooke Rollins, slated to become our next U.S. Department of Agriculture secretary. Also, during her testimony relative to those tariffs, she said that they stand ready to implement something similar to the market facilitation payments that Trump and former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made during the trade war with China. Remember, Trump is also threatening higher tariffs if there's retaliation, and now the new conversation about tariffs on the European Union. So, developing story. Right now in Chicago, December corn is unchanged at 465. November beans are down 3 at 1060. July new crop wheat down a nickel at 585. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to 179. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and a half at 186 and a quarter. AA butter on Monday dropped a quarter of a cent, 243 a pound. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a penny right now at 1961 a hundredweight. Market analysis and what these tariffs mean to it. John Heinberg's coming your way next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Side of the past 24 hours is that things have backed off a little bit on Mexico and Canada, but China seems to have a whole new game plan when it comes to these targeted tariffs. Tell me what agriculture has been responding in the marketplace.
Yeah, obviously Monday was a volatile day as news headlines kind of really moved the marketplace from negative to positive, and just really saw a lot of money moving around yesterday. You know, on the start of the day, we had those tariffs come in place over the weekend on Mexico and Canada. That really was impacting the grain markets in terms of at least the corn market for the Mexican tariffs. On the Canadian side, the livestock markets really got hit there because a lot of our U.S. products move into Canada in terms of exports in that regard. So we saw just a lot of selling pressure in the marketplace. But then as the day went on, Mexico decided to, you know, meet some of the demands and
President Trump moved those tariffs back to March 1st as Mexico kind of came to the table and helped, met some of his requests. And then later at the end of the day after the session closed, and Canada also agreed to step up its border protection and things of that nature. So those tariffs now have been moved back to March 1st. Now, when that happened during the day yesterday, we saw the grain markets just kick right in again, taking that risk off the table in terms of, what could happen with trade with Mexico. Now we'll see how the Canadian side of things in terms of those changes will affect the livestock markets possibly later this afternoon. But we're still dealing, or later this morning, excuse me, but we're still dealing with the Chinese tariff, that 10% across its goods. They have retaliated a little bit this morning, 15% tariffs on coal, liquefied natural gas imports from the United States, as well as some of the mineral things that come into the country. So we got a little bit of a trade war maybe here, but at the same time, they left a lot of room for negotiations, so the markets really aren't reacting to that so much this morning. But we'll have to see how things kind of play out, as it's going to be a headline-driven market here, at least in the very short term.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, our guest on the Midwest Farm Report. TotalFarmMarketing.com, 800-334-9779. Let's get away from the tariffs for just a moment, John, and focus in on something else that is just as important on the markets, and that's weather. What's shaking with South America's weather?
Yeah, we continue to keep that market and the weather market in focus for Brazil. That was another factor in the soybean market yesterday. Now, the Argentina crop, we're still dealing with dryness there. We are seeing some more rains in the forecast, but we're going to see a few million metric ton loss in that soybean crop. It's not going to be like it was a handful of years ago where they lost about half the crop. So now maybe the focus is shifting a little bit more to Brazil. And this is on the opposite side of the coin. We're dealing with heavy wetness in some regions. They have a crop that's ready to go. The rains continue to come, and that's been very difficult for some areas to get their crop harvested, so they're behind on their harvest pace. And the reason that supports the soybean market is we just can't get those beans to the ports down there to provide that competition on the export front. And when those exporters need those beans, they raise prices, encourage producers to try to get them there. And as bean prices go up, our prices go up a little bit. So we got some tie there. So we're watching. The other problem they're having, this crop is so big down there, the logistics of handling this supply has kind of plugged up the system in terms of getting things where they need to. And then maybe until that gets straightened out as well, it just could be a little bit supportive of this market, even though that's kind of more of a opportunistic now, longer term doom in terms of soybean prices, because those supplies will eventually get to the borders. On the flip side of that too, if they are late planting that, or late harvesting that soybean crop, a lot of times in Brazil, they're following that combine with a corn planter. And if they move that corn planting date too far back, they all of a sudden that next corn crop, which is the key corn crop for exports in the summer, doesn't hit the weather windows it needs. And we could see some reduced production. I think that's also something that's helping out the front end of this corn market.
One question I have, last week we talked about issues with Brazil's soybeans, that the poor quality that China was buying is sometime offset with better quality beans from the United States, but they kind of shut that down last week. What was going on there?
Yeah, they probably have met their quotas in terms of what China needs to maybe do some of that blending. There's still about 90 million bushels of soybeans that are still on the books that need to be shipped yet here out of the United States. We saw a good export inspections number yesterday, just showing that those beans are still moving. But they've got those needs probably bought, and we've seen that in the last 3 weeks in the export sales numbers. When the new sales come in, those have been falling off the table over the last couple of weeks here. So now we're probably at the stage that's the focus is going to be just getting that supply of those Brazil beans over there as harvest. And again, those logistics start to work themselves out.
That's the other issue I had not considered. Transportation, all arteries of transportation, they are caught in limbo on these border wars as well, whether it's products trying to get into Canada, products trying to get into Mexico or elsewhere. The transportation issues could be the newsmakers coming up here.
Yeah, very much so. At times, a lot of times supply gets where it needs to. Demand is also there. But, the logistics of how things move around, it can really come into play. It brings increased costs, things of that nature into the marketplace. We don't see that maybe in how the market trades in terms of price here. But indirectly, it's all woven in terms of that price that a producer gets paid to them out there in the countryside, and in terms of those transportation costs get passed on and reduce that cash market.
Yep. John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. What else are you kind of keeping an eye on here, John, in the last 30 seconds?
Well, again, we had a rough day in livestock market today. I want to see how that responds, especially that cattle market. It's been due for a bit of a pullback. We got it now, but those fundamentals continue to stay extremely strong as cattle supplies are still very, very tight.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live on the Midwest Farm Report, totalfarmmarketing.com. His website, make sure you take a look at that and give him a call, 800-334-9779. If you kind of need a shoulder to lean on in these crazy times. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning talking with the Steffes Group.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Bird flu has been a real kick in the pants for U.S. poultry exports. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. U.S. problems with highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short, have been very apparent to consumers of eggs and poultry. Chicken egg prices have more than quadrupled at the grocery store. Then there's the impact on poultry trade with other countries. Greg Tyler of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council gives an example.
If you think about what chicken paws will get at the rendering plant in the U.S., it's only about 9 cents per pound. The Chinese will pay as much as $3 per pound for chicken paws. So obviously it's a great loss to us when we cannot export there.
Tyler says trade agreements are critical to the poultry industry.
Our motto has always been a rising tide floats all boats. We think that we can help grow poultry consumption in a lot of those markets, not only help the local industry to grow, because we do have a sister group called the World Poultry Foundation that we work with to try to help some of these markets to grow. But at the same time, we want them to give us access to that market, because U.S. poultry meat is a very cheap protein and something that is needed by a lot of consumers around the globe.
My thanks to AgriPulse for sharing Tyler's comments. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. China counters in a potential new trade war with the U.S. China responding to President Trump's new 10% tariffs on goods produced there with 10 to 15% taxes of its own on U.S. products, including coal and crude oil. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Beijing.
That's about 30% of U.S. imports into China. So in some ways, it's punitive for now, but it might just be an opening salvo from Beijing, because as well as imposing those tariffs, Beijing is not closing the door on talks.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump settled up with Canada and Mexico. Unions representing federal employees are suing to try to stop Elon Musk's new Department of Government